everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 12th episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai. Trust me. This episode first aired on May 5th, 2012, written by Mark Handler, based on Yasuko Kobayashi's work, and directed by Akihiro Noguchi. And we are going to start watching this one here in 3, 2, 1, go!
Drive a wedge of misery into this island so deep that it will be felt in the netherworld. While these flames
by burning paper,
fear will overtake the minds of humans, and the island will fall under my dark spell.
And they will remember him for centuries. That's a song. Ew. Yeah, make sure you put up your windows, people. And close your windows.
Spread like wildfire, bringing me ever closer to my ultimate goal.
Which is?
My minions shall help defeat the Rangers when they fall into our trap.
Paranormal? That's ghosts, isn't it? So who were you calling? Who would they have been calling? The Ghostbusters? Somehow I'm betting they will. They were on a ferry called a ferry. Huh. Wow. And why does it look like the landfill place from that other episode? The, I got a spell on blue.
Look, Jaden. All the people seem to be hiding. They're afraid of something.
Something is definitely not right here.
Very good. Shouldn't they be scared too? Because, as they said, as long as that flame goes, or maybe it's just in reference to the people that live there? I don't remember. But it looks like they got some bad moles. Why him of all the people that they were? Okay. How'd she do that?
Hey, take it easy. We're not gonna hurt you.
Yes, you are. You're the enemy.
No, we're the good guys. Really. That's better. What made you think that we were your enemies?
Hey, what's that stuff on your face?
Hello? We just want to talk to you.
It looks like he's ready for battle. Let me guess, shotguns, right?
What's up?
Some kind of ash fell from the sky.
And when it landed on the people,
they all got super scared. Coming from the mountain.
All right, let's regroup at the base of the mountain and come up with a plan.
Okay,
we're on our way.
Aw, see, if this had been a Anyway, if this had been like an adult show, the guy in the house would have been shooting at them with like a shotgun or something.
Traitor! Not this guy again.
You're feeling it right now, aren't you? That feeling creeping up your spine, telling you you've fallen into a trap and there's no escape.
Not sure what that stance was, but cool.
We have worries of our own. Decker, just what are you doing here?
Again, I meet you as a sword for hire. Soon, my soul, Urumasa, will be made whole again. But in the meantime, I can battle you with this. At least for a while.
Go, go, Zero!
False bravado is pitiful, since you're about to meet defeat.
Go, go, Samurai! Speed sword! Barracuda blade!
Antonio's really getting used to that Go, go, Samurai thing. He didn't used to see that.
You're attacking me with common swords?
No. One's a Barracuda blade, the other is a spin sword. Pay attention. Okay, that's kind of a cool special effect. Wait, who's there?
Cody.
Hi.
What have you got there? You did get permission to visit this time, right?
Oh, just in time. She ran in to get flipped. Oh, they just ran over into some Sentai footage. Yeah, you don't want to get the American suits wet, I guess. Where's Pink? Oh, there she is. Oh, is he going to start taking this to heart or something?
Pathetic. You're not worth fighting anymore. Not when you're like this.
Jaden! Jaden!
And now, Master Zandrid, a demonstration of our new weapon.
Who is this guy?
Fire! Behold, the era of the laser blaster is here.
Oh, they've got guns now?
Samurai don't stand a chance against firepower like this.
Big talk. A plan from either of you that really works will be a first.
This time is different.
Yes, once the blasters are unleashed, firepower will reign supreme. And Samurai will be so last year.
Quiet! I don't care how you do it, Serena.
Technically, Samurai was last year. This is Super Samurai now, so it's a little different.
Hello? Hello? I can't reach Mentor. The Nilox Ash must be blocking all communications from the whole island. Jaden.
He is taking it into... Wow.
No, he's right. He can see my weakness. I need to find him.
You're wounded. You need to rest.
Don't you see? He didn't even have his true sword, Urumasa, today. When he gets it back, he'll be twice as deadly.
Jaden, we have complete faith in you.
I love how every time someone mentions his sword, they have to say Urumasa. Ooh. Oh, look at that Red Ranger being an idiot. I love it. He said sarcastically.
Looks like we have a visitor.
So this is where the ash is coming from. Where there's smoke, there's fire. But not for long.
And that's as close as you'll get to it. He's all yours.
He's not worth fighting anymore.
Fine. Then I'll finish him.
Oh yeah, he should have been worth when he showed up. She should have too. No, you can't. Yeah, that was kind of dumb. Or we will.
You're too weak to put out anything.
Ooh.
You can put away those pathetic weapons. No need for a messy sword fight. Haven't you heard? The spin sword is obsolete. Right, Malden?
Indeed. The era of the laser.
Malden? That's the guy's name? Malden? Ooh, Master Blasters.
Black Box, Super Disc. More firepower. Super Samurai.
Oh, that was cool.
Right. Got it. Gotcha.
Oh, yeah, sure. Simple.
You might be wearing party hats, but this party's over. Wait, are they hats or garbage can lids? It's time to take out the trash.
Oh, well, that doesn't look good. Oh, just give it a few years and there'll be a bunch of Rangers there. Let me get this straight. The place is literally surrounded by these guys with the laser blasters. And he just drove right in.
Now this is a blaster. Sweet. It's a gift from Cody.
Oh, that's cool. He threw it into the Sentai footage. Nifty. Ha, Bolzuka. You ever notice how those things look like viewfinder discs when they're white?
Now that's firepower. Nice going.
Cody made that? It packs quite a punch.
What are the odds that Cody would make them a gun just when the bad guys are coming up with a gun? That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, for a guy that usually just fights with swords, he's doing a pretty good job with that whole shooting. Oh, ooh, what is this? So how did he know it could do that? The red flag. So does this mean we're not going to see the giant thing that he creates out of his sword anymore? The giant red thing? Is it going to actually do something this time?
You're out of your league, Malden.
Well, you haven't seen my battle cannon yet. Giant Master Blasters, advance!
Whoa, it takes four of them to carry it. What do we do now, guys?
Well, move out of the way could be one thing. Also, the light sword can shoot stuff out of its crotch, so knock them down. Simple. You know what's fun is this actually kind of looks Power Ranger-ish with the single one-on-one battle in slow motion, but I don't know about the slow motion part, but that's Sentai footage. They missed... Does it have a giant version of the Bolzuka? Did it have that before? Am I missing something? They took their time blowing up. Oh, okay. With the blaster. Go ahead. I dare you. You don't have the guts. Super Bolzuka. Now he's gonna make it look like he's gonna shoot him and then shoot the fire thing, right? The somewhat integration into the Sentai footage is actually kind of cool. Oh, everyone's so happy now, even though they're inside. They're still at the beach? What? Oh, he needs a new haircut. That was kind of ridiculous. Starting to get your samurai spirit back. Unfortunately for you, that thing is no match for a swift blade.
Stop. Gentlemen, a battle of egos? No, no. I have bigger plans for you. Let's elevate this to a clash of titans.
These
as quick as we could.
Perfect timing, guys. Super Samurai combination.
A second Megazord battle? We must be combining episodes. I thought we were going to get Decker Giant, but I was wrong. And this time they're allowed to all be in the same cockpit. Cool. Oh, that wasn't so bad. Now you just gotta get the origami guy. Does Shogun mode work when you're not in the Bullzord, I guess? Wow. Oh, we knew that. Never mind. I think. Oh, and he's got the... Is that the bull thing? Yep. Interesting. He's gonna cut his hand on the blade part, though. I find it funny that the origami thing, papyrus zord or papyrus monster thing, that usually isn't so difficult to defeat, needs the gigazord, and they managed to defeat the main monster of the episode with the bullzord by itself, basically. Interesting. Oh, Jaden's cleaned up too.
To be a part of us.
Thanks. If they only knew.
Oh, I feel like the secret is coming soon.
Yeah, not bad for an old dude.
Oh, idiot.
I didn't mean old in the sense of retirement home. I meant more of like, you know, retro cool.
I don't know if that saved it.
Too late. Open mouth, insert foot.
Smooth move, Mike.
Are they gonna make him walk home? Oh! Well, I don't know what happened there. You were just stomping on a fish. You weren't really slipping. That was weird. All right, that episode felt like they were really trying to squeeze in more than they needed to in one episode. Even without the two Megazord battles, that felt like two episodes crammed together somehow. It's kind of weird, and I don't like that, because it starts off like a regular episode, like they're just adapting one episode, and it seems okay. But then the blaster thing happens, and then the thing with Decker, and it seems like we've got two different episodes fighting against each other. I don't like it when they do that. They're going to do that a lot the next two seasons, but I don't like it when they do it. Anyway. So overall, I guess not a terrible episode, and the bazooka timing was just fantastic. I mean, can you imagine if he'd waited a week or if he'd done it last episode and we were like, why? But now we have a reason. Anyway, so next time we'll be watching the 13th episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai, The Master Returns. Until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care, and may the power protect you. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.